Joining us right now in the clubhouse call-in is we on the Burns and Gambo Show. We're live here from Chase Field, the star of this Diamondback series against the Phillies, a guy who has just been on an unbelievable tear for basically the last month and a half, 2 months, and certainly since the All-Star break. David Peralta joining us as part of the clubhouse call-in here on the Burns and Gambo Show. David, thanks for joining us, and congrats on the win, man.
Thank you for having me.
Always, every time, David. Enjoy having you. Listen, I honestly, truly believe you're the MVP of this team this year. You're on pace. I do. You're on pace for career highs in so many different categories, including home runs and RBIs. What do you attribute the success you're having this year to?
Well, a thing is, a little bit of everything. I mean, in this part of the league for a few years, so you learn how to make adjustment and everything. You learn something different every year, and you have to make adjustment because they adjust to you, and you have to make adjustment against them. So, I mean, just be patient, play to it, trying to be more disciplined, and looking for my approach and everything. So that's so far, and I'm just go out there every day and do my best. Trying to help the team, and somehow, because it's not about like offense, it's about defense too. It's going to be one of those days that I'm not getting any hit or something, but the game can be one player that can make it in left field or something like that. But it's all about, like, we haven't fun right now. We had a precursor against Philadelphia, so we're just looking for the road trip.
How did it feel for you guys? Because I know I wouldn't say it's been a struggle at home, but it certainly has been, kind of 500 baseball at home all year long. How did it feel for the first time in a couple of months to be able to win a series here in your home ballpark?
Well, baseball is a game of up and down, so we have to be like, have the same attitude. And like you said, it's been a little while that we haven't won a series at home, but we're not looking at that. We just come every day and do our best, prepare ourselves the way it should be, and that's it. I mean, we just last night we lost, we turned the page, and we came today and beat that and won the series. So it's all good.
You're such a well-liked player. I mean, the fans, they love David Peralta. They do. You've been here for 5 years. You've gone through three different managers. You've gone through new GMs, but yet you survive. You're not traded. Your name's never up in trade. Everybody just seems to like you. It doesn't matter what manager it is. It doesn't matter what general manager it is. You've been a little bit of a survivor. You've been here since 2014. You're one of the longest tenured Diamondbacks right now.
Well, that's good to know that. I know. It's been a little while, but a few years. We got different like managers, GM, and everything. But I think you just have to be the same guy. You don't have to change. You have to play the game hard and everything. And I think everybody loves that. It's not just like just me. Like, if you play the game hard every day, do the right thing, I don't think anybody's gonna get any reason to trade me or get rid of me about everything, because I'm gonna give you 100% every day. So I think that's the key for me, to stay in one team. And I'm like I always say, I would love to stay in the Arizona Diamondbacks for a long time, for the rest of my career.
Be honest with me. When you made the switch from pitcher to outfielder, when you were in independent league trying to survive, could you have imagined, could you have imagined that you would be where you are today when you were making the switch from being a pitcher to an outfielder?
Well, you have to set goals. And for me, like when I did that, I switched from pitcher to a position player. That was my goal. Like, okay, I'm going to make it to the big league. I'm going to do something special. So, I mean, what's going through right now, what I'm going through right now, I mean, never crossed through your mind, like, you're going to do all this kind of stuff and everything. But you always have to set your goals in your life and everything. So for me, that was one of those. And it's a dream coming true for me, and I'm just living it right now.
David Peralta, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He had another big day today, and the Diamondbacks take the win against the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 6-0. Did you, at any point when you decided to reinvent your career from minor league pitcher to major league outfielder, did you have a moment of doubt? Did you have a moment where you didn't think it was going to work, where you thought that the transition was just going to be too difficult to manage?
Never, because I really have the support of my family and my wife. I remember it was one day that I was going through a little slump in an independent bowl, and I called my wife and I told her, like, hey, I don't know, I was there, never went through this situation, and kind of like, you know, feel a little down. And she just smacked my face, well, through the phone. She just said, like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Get it together and go up there and do your thing. And I'll, the next day I'll start hitting. I don't know. I think she kind of, I probably needed a kind of slap in my face from her. But no, it never crossed my mind, because I think I've been blessed to have a great family, great wife. And that's where my career is going, like, really well right now.
So she chewed you out. She gave you the business over the phone, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she gave me the attitude and say, like, hey, get it together. Because she used to be a softball player, and she knows how it is. She knows it's not easy, but you can never give up. So that's a good help for me.
Yeah, don't cross her ever, David. Yeah, I wouldn't cross her. She seems like she's pretty tough. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
let's talk about the walk-off home of the other day. You hit the home run down 2-0. Arrieta's just dominating you guys. You get to the bullpen. You hit the homer to make it 2-1, and then you walk it off in the 14th. That's your first walk-off. I know your reaction right afterwards, how excited. Is it something you've thought about a little bit? I mean, the excitement of winning that baseball game with a walk-off home run?
Well, I was wondering myself, like, how's it feel to hit a walk-off home run? Because it's got to be a special moment when you do that. When I stepped in the home plate, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was thinking, okay, I just want to, you know, put the ball in play and get on base so we can win this game, because this game is getting long. So when I hit the ball, I hit it pretty well. I wasn't sure if it was going to be gone or not. But everything happened so fast. But that was a good moment, something that you can't even, like, I can't even explain, like, how excited and emotional I was in that moment. And I think that was a really special moment for me that night.
You're under contract this year, and then you've got a couple of years of arbitration, and then you're finally a free agent in 2021. You said you want to stay here for the long haul. Have there been any discussions about doing a long-term contract extension with the Diamondbacks?
Now that I know, but like I said, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just taking day by day and come every day and do my best. And whatever the D-backs want to do with me, I don't know, they touch their heart and say, well, let's see what we're going to do with David. But like I say, I would love to stay in this team for a long time, for the rest of my career. But, you know, it's baseball. Anything can happen. But I'm just going to do my job every day.
David Peralta, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
You banged up your shoulder not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and you know, I think everybody was a little bit concerned when you came out of the lineup and everything. What was happening? Give me an update. I mean, was that just a couple days and everything's back to normal? I mean, you feel good now, right?
Yeah. It was like I was feeling a little tight, and you know, it's a long season, and I don't want to do something like, you know, trying to like be a hero or something and hurt myself. I'd rather last like a couple days to rest then go to back to the DL and being like out for a month. So that's why we're talking, like, you know, okay, let's give it a couple days rest, and now I'm feeling good. So, you know, we got other players still and our team great, so they can step up and do their job too. This is all about our team.
Well, I know Torey Lovello has this outfield rotation where he's trying to get time for everybody and sprinkle through off days and things like that. I'm sure on some level you appreciate that, but on another level, with the way you are right now, I can't envision too many future off days for David Peralta from here on out.
I'm good with that. I'm going to be ready every day.
All right, David, congratulations again on the series victory, on your numbers in the series victory. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to call us on the Clubhouse call-in, and best of luck on the road trip in Cincinnati. Safe travels, okay?
Thank you, guys. Anytime. Thank you.
All right, thanks, David.